Today, we're going to be talking about being carried and moving from being carried to being witnesses. The passage for today comes from Isaiah, the 63rd chapter, starting in the 7th verse. And I'm going to read the 7th, the 8th, and the 9th verse. I will tell of the kindness of the Lord, the deeds for which he is to be praised, according to all the Lord has done for us. Yes, the many good things he has done for Israel, according to his compassion and many kindnesses. He said, surely they are my people, children who will be true to me. And so he became their Savior. In all their distresses, he too was distressed. And the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and mercy, he redeemed them. He lifted them up and carried them all the days of old. I don't know about you, but as I think back through this past year, there are many places that I know God carried me. There are many times that I could not have gone through those places myself. But God lifted up, God held on to me, and God carried me. There were times when I wasn't sure about myself and about who God wanted me to be. And God says, don't worry, I'll carry you now. For many, the 23rd Psalm says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, God does what? I fear no evil because God walks with me. In the NRSV, it says, even though I walk through the darkest of valleys, you are with me. Whether it's the shadow of the valley of death, or whether it's just those dark, dark places that we find ourselves in at times, I know that God saw our distress. God came to our rescue and carried us through the tough places we have walked in this past year. And sometimes we're not aware that God has carried us through those places until they're over. Is that right? We have a saying that we say, hindsight is what? 20/20. You look back over the past and you say, I know that's where God carried me. I know that's where God lifted me up and helped me. I know that's where God worked in me and through me in a powerful and a tremendous way that I could never have thought was possible. God didn't walk with me just through the darkest places, but God also walked with me where? In the highest of places too. And in every place in between, God has walked with me. And sometimes I doubt myself and I wonder, can I really do what God's asking? Can I really be where God wants me to be? Can I really? And what I've got to realize first is what I shared with those who gathered for prayer this morning before we had our Sunday school treats, which I would encourage anybody who wants to come at 8:45. We meet in the conference room right now, and there's a limited number of seats, I know, but we can definitely move to another room if we need to. You're more than welcome to come as we pray for the service and pray for Sunday school and pray for God to be working in people's hearts. I shared this with them from a man named Thomas Merton, who is one of my favorites. Thomas Merton was a Trappist monk who lived in the early part of the 20th century. He died in 1968 in a tragic accident. He had set himself off just to be a man of prayer. His writings are absolutely profound. It's the kind of book that you pick up and you read one page and you want to pause. And you want to wait before you get to the next page because you want to spend some time thinking about what you've just read. His books are not books that you try to get through quickly. There were three sentences in a book called Contemplative Prayer that I read in the about mid to late 1990s that stuck in my mind. I did not have to memorize them. They jumped off the page and they grabbed a hold of me. Judy asked me if I would put it up on the church Facebook page, and I'm going to do that. So if you don't catch it all, it's going to be on the church Facebook page later today. It's very simple. Thomas Merton wrote these words: "Who am I? I am myself a word spoken by God. Can God ever speak a word that does not have any meaning? Who am I? I am a word spoken by God. Can God speak a word that does not have any meaning?" You see, there are times through this past year that God has picked us up. And God has carried us. And God has held on to us and made sure that we made it through. Because God sees great value in us. God has spoken us into existence, and we do have value. And we do have purpose. Because God said us. God spoke and said, "Tim will exist. And I was created by God's hand. And God said, I will lift you up." And then if I think further back, not just on this past year, but I think even further back, God has even carried us throughout our whole life. Even before I came to know who God was, and knew that God existed, God was carrying me. I can think back to some times in my life that, oh, I'm so glad that God was carrying me. Because if it had been up to me, something would not have happened right. I can think of some foolish things I've done that makes me go, why did I even try to do that? And I'm not going to list them for you. I got a list, though, and it's not a short list. And God said, no, you're important. I'm carrying you. I'm taking care of you. I have a purpose for you. I have a reason for you existing. I will carry you through this. I can think of a time a few years ago, 2014, where I did both my dad's mother's funeral and my mom's father's funeral within 6 months. God carried me through that. I loved both of them deeply. Deeply and powerfully, and God carried me through that. I can think of a struggle in my life that I had when I was in college, where I even was so bold to talk to God and say this prayer: God, I don't know why you're bugging me, but would you please go find somebody else to bug, because I don't want you to bug me anymore. And God said, Tim, I'll carry you now. And God did. And by the way, I'm extremely thankful for an unanswered prayer. Because God said, I spoke you into existence and you're important, and I will carry you. The truth is that we need to remember, to recall, and to relive these times. We can't let go of them. We need to remember them. We need to remember what happened during those times and what went on during those times. We need to recall them and bring them back to our memories, and we need to relive them once again. Not because we're looking to live the past, but because we're looking to understand how God did carry us and how God did take care of us. That's what we're looking to do. And you see, the Israelite children did that all the time, didn't they? Read through the scriptures time and time again. They rehearse, remember, recall, and relive walking through the wilderness. They remember going through the Red Sea. They remember the story of David and Goliath. They remember how God lifted up and helped and encouraged kings. They remembered the judges that they had. They remembered the prophets who came and spoke God's word, where God carried them and lifted them up. Folks, we got to do the same thing. You can't set that off to the side and say, no longer do I need to remember that. No longer do I need to recall that. No longer do I need to relive that. I need to remember God talking to a young man, even as early as about age 16, where God was speaking to me and calling me out, saying, I want to walk with you. I want to help you. I want to carry you. And I need to remember that it was 2 years later that God was saying that same thing again, seeking me out, calling me, trying to grab a hold of me, and saying, will you listen? You are important. I spoke you into existence, and you are important. Let me carry you. I need to go back and remember the time of my mental breakdown that I had. And the people at work said, they told me when I was working for the contractor, one of the big bosses came to me and said, if you'll go see somebody and talk to somebody about this, we'll give you a week off from work in order to get straight. And I remember going in and talking with someone, and I remember hearing this lady say these words, you have some very serious problems, and it's going to take us a long time to work through them. Boy, that was the most encouraging thing I could hear at that moment, right? And then I remember hearing these words. I know she didn't hear them, but I did. God said, you have made a second attempt at living your life without me helping you, without me carrying you, without me walking with you. Will you come back to me? And will you walk with me? And will you allow me to carry you and help you? And I said yes. By the way, I never did go back to see the counselor. She was just way too encouraging for me. But see, I came to understand that it was God that was speaking to me and saying, I come to you and I want to carry you. I want to help you. And I need to go back and remember those things. And I need to grab a hold of them and say, you know, these were exciting and important times where God lifted me up and carried me. So here's some things. As we move forward into 2017, We must speak and share with others what God has done for us. We must speak about it. We must tell other people about it. Is it embarrassing for me to tell about my downfalls and the places where God came to me and lifted me up and helped me? Yes, sometimes it is. Is it important to share it? Yes, sometimes it is. Because I might walk across the path of someone else who's in that same place and that same situation, and they're calling out and saying, I'm worth nothing, I have no purpose, and God is not here for me. Oh, let me tell you. Let me remember with you something that happened in my life, how God picked me up and carried me. Let me tell you what God has done to lead me through a wilderness time. Let me tell you how God parted the Red Seas in my life for God and a relationship with God. Let me tell you about how, as I stood on the edge of the Red Sea and I looked back at the enemies that were trying to get a hold of me and my problems in my life and all that was going on, that God called from heaven and said, the enemies that you see today, you will never see again, and they will be gone. Folks, we need to tell other people about that. All of us have moments and events like that in our lives. And you see in this passage from Isaiah, it talks about, hey, what great things God has done for us and how God has carried us and how God has helped us. And at the very beginning of what I read, they said, because of that, I will talk about it. Because what God has done, I will share with other people, and I will talk to other people, and I will let them know that God spoke me into existence for a purpose and wanted to lift me up and carry me when I couldn't, but still helping me to move forward spiritually. Folks, we can do it. But we've got to decide to. I got to make that decision every morning when I get up. I can't just make it today in church and it lasts for the whole week. Tomorrow morning when I try to struggle out of bed, it is a struggle for me to get out of bed, I'll be honest with you. The alarm goes off at a certain time. And sometimes in my sleep, I can shut that thing right off and keep right on going. And as I lay there in bed between one world and another, if you understand, I start my prayers. God, today I do need your help. God, today I know there's going to be moments I need you to carry me. And God, today there's places where I will meet people that need to hear about you, and I need to speak, and I need to share, and I need, so what? I might be embarrassed about what happened, but somebody might need to hear it so that they can say, you know, God created me too, and I am important too, and I can get up and move forward. You see, living this way will help us to be true to God as our Savior. Right here in the midst of this passage in verse 8, it says, God said, surely they are my people, children who will be true to me. And so God became their Savior. Being true to God is speaking up. Being true to God is living the purpose that God has for you. Allowing God to equip you and prepare you so that you might walk forward into the midst of what God has made for you. I find so many people that love to quote Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. For by grace we've been saved through faith. Amen? And it's not because of our own works, so that no one might boast. But very few people read verse 10. Verse 10 says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, prepared beforehand that we might live in them." You see, God wants to carry you to do those things. God wants to work through you to do those things. And that's living true. That's living true to God as our Savior. Speaking out and talking with folks and sharing with people about what it means to follow God and a God who will carry you when you need to be carried. Folks, that's what it's about. There's a whole world out here that needs to hear about that. Very rarely do I ever watch television as far as national type broadcast. I watch through the internet what shows I want to watch that have no commercials. Got to see some yesterday, and I was just amazed at what people were centering on. I thought we were watching Good Morning America or the Today Show, and I found out it was a news program. And I'm like, this is a news program? I really thought it was something else. Folks, we need to get involved with God in the midst of this world. Because what I heard them centering on and being concerned about and caring about and what's going to happen about this and what's going to had nothing to do with eternal values. See, they were concerned about whether somebody was going to make it to the ball drop on time. Okay, maybe some of you know what I'm talking about because you were watching what I was watching yesterday morning. But they weren't concerned about eternal values. They weren't concerned about sharing what God does in the midst of this world to help people and lift up people and encourage people. Folks, we got to talk. I didn't read the rest of this chapter to you this morning, and I didn't read chapter 64, which goes along with this. It's all one big long thing. Because guess what happens starting in verse 10? You see, in verse 8, God says, "Surely these are my people, and they're true to me." And in verse 10, God says, "Whoops, no, they're not. They're not sharing, they're not speaking up. They're not being true to God." And it goes on all the way through the end of chapter 64. You see, at the beginning of this new year, at the beginning of this time together as we meet on the 1st of January, I think we need to set our minds and get them straight. And we need to say that I'm going to live for Jesus Christ this year in a larger way than I've ever done it before, because God spoke me into existence, because God carried me through so many tough and difficult and hard times. I'm going to talk about it. And I'm going to tell people about it. That's being true to our Savior, Jesus Christ. So I'm going to ask you to do something right now, and You might need some kind of writing stick. I'm hoping you got your bulletin. If you don't have your bulletin, all of you got a hand that you can write on, right? You can ask your neighbor to write it on your forehead. That way tomorrow morning when you look in the mirror, you'll remember what commitment you made this morning at church. Here's what I want you to write down. I want you to write down the name of a person that you can share with about what God has done in your life. With who can you share what God has done for you in the days ahead? I physically want you to write down a name. God's calling you to share. God's asking you to reach out with the story that you have. Write that person's name down and keep it before you, so that when you see them, you'll remember, I made a commitment to talk with them. I made a commitment to say something to them about what God has done for me, so that they could hear it. Folks, that's what will make a difference in this world. We don't make a difference by making laws. We don't make a difference by having the right politics. We don't make a difference by making rules and regulations that people have to live by. We make a difference when we tell people what God has done for us and they hear it. We can only change this world one person at a time. Not by any of those other methods. And if you doubt me, drive by the prison. Make all the laws you want, and people are still going to break the laws. We do it by changing people one person at a time with the story that we know about God. That's how we do it. Let's pray. Lord, we come to you because we truly need you. We know and we understand that you spoke us into existence. We also understand that we are truly meaningful because of the word that you spoke when we were created. So help us now to be true to you. Help us now to be people that lift up your name, that praise you and talk about you. Help us as we move into this year that we might truly look to see how we can tell the story of what you have done in our lives. Lord, please, show us best how to do it, that we might bring glory and honor to you and to our Savior and Lord, Jesus Christ.